Because I have to ask you about China. The NBA is under all sorts of fire for taking money from China. And China, what I'm told is that the NBA's revenue from China is around $500 million at least. So it's a lot of money that the Chinese put into basketball, into the players and endorsements and so on. And my question for you is whether the NBA needs to get more, not less vocal about this. There was some guy who sent out one tweet. He was the GM for the Houston Rockets back in October of 19, saying simply, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." And all hell broke loose. The Chinese Basketball Association suspended all cooperation with the team. The Chinese top state TV stopped suspended airing of the games and so on. The NBA commissioner had to come out with his tail between his legs and said, "We have great respect for China and its history. It's all regrettable." Then people freaked out in response to that and so on. And now people
With his tail between his legs. Megan, why can't you just ask me a straight up question?
I'm trying to summarize it for our viewers, Mark.
Yeah, but Megan, every single topic we've tried to discuss that I've just tried. Look, you get to come into this interview prepared with your quotes. I don't get
this
to come
is your
in
industry.
Prepared. Yeah, but Megan, that's what I'm talking about. I don't care what industry we're talking about. Every single topic that you brought up, there's been one pejorative aspect to it in terms of how you present the question.
Look, I get it. I'll give you the objective statement from Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. I'm just telling you, people freaked out after he said this. I take no position
Who
on it right
out?
Here. Oh, a lot of people. I mean, I'll give you an example.
A lot of people.
So Adam
Those
Silver,
people,
let me
right,
give you the,
people say,
hold on.
We can quote President Trump. People say,
hold on. Okay. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, came out and said, "We recognize that Daryl Morey, he was the Rockets GM, Morey's views, quote, have deeply offended our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable. We have great respect for the history and culture of China and hope that sports and the NBA can be used as a unifying force to bridge cultural divides." In response to which, many people, here's just one example, Florida Senator Rick Scott came out and said, "The NBA is more interested in money than in human rights. They are kowtowing to Beijing, and it's shameful." So you tell me whether the NBA needs to get more vocal in condemning what we're now seeing there, which is an ethnic cleansing of a minority Muslim group known as the Uyghurs.